Tantor Audio presents What She Left Behind by Ellen Marie Wiseman. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. Isabel. Willard State Asylum, 1995. Within minutes of setting foot on the grounds of the shuttered Willard State Asylum, 17-year-old Isabel Stone knew it was a mistake. If anyone saw her standing on the cracked and potholed main road of the vast, tree-lined property, they would have no clue of the horror festering inside her head. On that hazy Saturday in late August, the warm breeze smelled of cattails and seaweed, occasional gusts rustling the grove of pines to the left of the open yard. Heat rose in shimmery vapors from the sun-baked earth, and cicadas buzzed in the long grass near the woods, a droning live thermometer that grew higher pitched and more insistent with every rising degree. Willard's manicured lawns sloped away from the main buildings, gently rolling downward toward the rocky shoreline of Seneca Lake. Sailboats bobbed across the waves, and a long pier stretched like an invitation into the sparkling waters. Isabel, her father used to call her Izzy, should have been enjoying the warm sunshine and beautiful view. Instead, she grit her teeth and struggled to push the image of a bleeding hole in her father's skull from her mind. She felt like she was trapped in purgatory. Would she ever find peace? Or would she always be that 7-year-old girl, reliving the horrible night her father was murdered? Izzy stepped out of the shadow of Chapin Hall, the institution's massive main building, and faced the sun, eyes closed, trying to repress all thought. But when she turned to look up at the 3-story brick Victorian with cathedral windows, the snarl of grief and fear returned. An enormous 2-story cupola with porthole windows towered above a black mansard roof, sprouting numerous attic dormers, turrets, and chimneys. A stone portico with disintegrating pillars protected the giant double doors of the main entrance. Black bars covered the tall, multi-paned windows, nearly all of which were boarded up from the inside, except for the dormers in the attic and the round porthole windows in the cupola. It looked more like a haunted mansion than a place designed to help people. Izzy wondered what horrors the hulking building had witnessed. What dreadful memories had attached themselves to the bricks and mortar and clouded glass, forever part of the structure, mortared and sealed with blood and tears. Just as pain and anguish would always be part of who she was, the memories of thousands of tortured souls would live on in Chapin Hall and the surrounding buildings of Willard State. How could this place ever be anything but a miserable reminder of lives and loved ones lost? She swallowed and turned toward the water, one hand shielding the sun from her eyes. She wondered if passing boaters looked over at the asylum and assumed the cluster of brick buildings and pastoral grounds belonged to a country club or college. From a distance it looked orderly and genteel, but she knew better. She imagined the former patients in the yard, sitting in wheelchairs or shuffling across the grass, hospital gowns hanging from thin frames, eyes glazed over. She imagined being one of them, looking out over the blue lake. Did the patients realize that other people were taking boat trips, cooking dinner, falling in love, and having children in the small communities across the bay? Did they wonder if they would ever be released, allowed to rejoin the normal world? Or were they completely unaware of the lives they were missing? Izzy's stomach cramped as another memory flickered in her mind. Her mother Joyce, sprawled across a bed at the Elmira Psychiatric Center, eyes glazed over, staring blankly at the ceiling, hair sticking out in all directions. It had been a sultry day just like this one, and Izzy remembered her mother's mascara and eyeliner, melted and running down her pale cheeks, like a clown left out in the rain. She remembered burying her face in her grandmother's skirt, begging to go home. She'd never forget the endless white halls of the psych ward, the smell of urine and bleach, the dim rooms, the patients in wheelchairs and beds surrounded by rubber walls. After that visit, she had nightmares for years. She